welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Heard of the story of Joshua and the battle of Jericho. How many of you have heard that story about the battle of Jericho? There used to be a song about the battle of Jericho, how Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. How many of y'all done heard that? Amen. Amen. Well, that song comes from the passage of Scripture that we'll be studying tonight out of Joshua chapter 6. And we're just going to look at Joshua chapter 6 tonight as we study this famous chapter. This famous chapter on Joshua and the battle of Jericho. We were studying the book of Joshua, and the first chapter is about what in this book of Jericho? I mean, about what in this book? The first chapter is basically about the calling of Joshua, isn't it? The calling and the commission, and God promised Joshua that everywhere his soles of his feet shall tread, he said, I'm going to get that to you. All right? Then chapter 2 is about what? Chapter 2 is about how they sent some spies to spy out the land, and they found the lady, a prostitute, how God worked through a prostitute by the name of Rahab. And then chapter 3 is another famous chapter in the Bible. Chapter 3 deals with the crossing of some muddy waters. Crossing Jordan. How many of you know that in order for you to get your blessing, sometimes you got to cross some muddy waters? How many of you know, in order for you to get your blessings, God can work through people that you would never imagine or think? He'll work through a prostitute, somebody like Rahab, in order for you to get your blessing. That's what I'm talking about. In order for you to get what he promised you in chapter 1, he's going to bring somebody like a Rahab in chapter 2 of your life. I'm trying to show you how God works. A lot of time we missed our blessing because we looking for church folks. Hello, somebody. I don't mean no harm, but in this day and age, church folks, a lot of church folks are selfish. They out for themselves. Hello, somebody. God sometimes works for somebody that's been put out to church. Somebody that don't feel comfortable a lot of time going to church because of how they, you know, when you get in sin, sometimes folks, they put a label on you and they don't ever take it off. Hello, somebody. I remember them when. Well, all of us got a when in our life, if the truth be told. Hello now. Everybody got a past. Whether it's good, bad, or ugly, everybody got a past. And what we got to learn how to do is forgive people. Amen. And even though a person may be living in sin, God still can work through that person because we don't know what's on that person's heart. Amen. Rahab was running a house of prostitution. But she didn't want to run the house of prostitution. She was waiting on some deliverance to come. A lot of times people are in situations that they don't even know how to get out of. Yeah. Amen. Because they got all their livelihood and everything tied up into it. They don't know. See, if you ran a cat day, you had a beer joint tonight. Amen. You're going to think twice about your salvation. Hello, somebody. Because it means for you to shut your business down. Talking about getting saved. A lot of us, we're going to get saved and go right back to the same job on Monday. Tell the truth, somebody. But if you're running a prostitute house, hello, somebody, you're going to think twice before you go up there to the altar. Amen. You may do a quick prayer in your seat. Hello, to make sure it's real. Hello, somebody. You ain't no advertise too quick. Amen. Amen. And that's why we don't ever want to judge people. You don't. If you got a judgmental spirit, take it out of you. Ask God to take it out of you. Amen. Amen. Because the very person you think he can't work through, he'll work through. Man, I went to a funeral today, and I said, I don't think that preacher there should have got up. We just should have went on with the program. And boy, what he said, I say, thank you, Jesus. It's nothing like a personal testimony, particularly a person that knew that person that deceased. It's nothing like somebody that know that person for real. Amen. I say, oh, Jesus, you're going to have to deliver me from evil. We pray that prayer, don't we? Don't we pray that prayer? Keep praying that prayer because we need to be delivered from some evil. Amen. Right there in the church, a little evil thought ran across there. Amen. Amen. I said, oh, my goodness, I was wrong as two left shoes. Amen. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother, for what you said at the funeral. It really helped me. Helped a lot of people. Amen. Amen. See, sometimes you think you know, you don't know. I say, he don't know that lady that much. He new come in the neighborhood. And that brother, what he said was just a big blessing. Big blessing. Thank God. Amen. But let's go on. Let's go on. Chapter 4. What's chapter 4 about? Chapter 4 is about what? Yeah. Look at that. She playing it safe. The whole, she said chapter 4 is about faith. Faith. It's by faith. Amen. It is. It's by faith. But every chapter is just about faith. Because in order to claim your blessings, you got to have. Amen. 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 We're dealing with them, the setting of the stones, aren't we? Amen. And then we're dealing with what? Circumcision in chapter 5. Amen. Amen. All right. Chapter 6, we're now after the memorial stones, because chapter 5 is dealing with the memorial stone. Chapter 4 is God is giving some more instructions after they done made it to the other side. And you're right, sister, it's a faith talk. God is pumping them up on some faith. But when we get here in chapter 6, Joshua had been trying to figure out how they going to get Jericho. How they going to capture Jericho. Well, for Joshua, he bumped into this figure in chapter 5, verse number 13 through 15. He bumped into this guy that's this big old man, and he's got this sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua want to know whose side you on. He says, I'm on nobody's side. I'm the captain. In verse 14, he said, I'm the captain of the Lord's army. I'm not here to take your side or somebody else's side. I'm in charge. I'm running things. Because if somebody coming on your side, that means you still in charge. Hello, somebody. If somebody come over here to help me, They're coming over here to help me. They ain't coming over here to run me. Hello, somebody. It's just like somebody come in your house. Somebody come in your house, they coming to help. They ain't coming to run your house. You didn't ask them to do all that. Amen. You know how it is. Somebody come in there and run your house. And you say, oh, that girl said that right there. And then you go in the back room and say, child, I wish she'd just gone back home. Because I didn't tell her to come over here and do all that. Then you go back out there. Oh, yeah, you can set that right there. Hello, somebody. No. So when God show up, God ain't coming to play no side. Because you know how it is. When you play side, it's just like playing basketball. When you choose people to be on your side, if y'all win, that's fine. But if they lose, you're going to change that team up next time. Hello, somebody. Because that's your team. Amen. And so God said, I don't play sides. I just come to take over. Amen. So really the first lesson that we learn about this captain of the Lord's army, or the captain of the host, is you got to always see yourself as number two in charge. You got to always see yourself as number two. You can't ever see yourself as number one. See, if you still seeing yourself as number one, that means that you running things. And God ain't coming. He ain't showing up as long as he know that you running things. Amen. Amen. So Joshua had this spooky experience of meeting the captain of the host. That's what goes on that first line, the captain of the host. Now, notice in chapter 6, verse 1, let's just read some of this. Now, Jericho was greatly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. All right. They had it under siege. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, everybody say, see. I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. See? God says, see? I have given. Look. Did you notice that? The Lord said unto Joshua, I have given. It's already happened. It's already happened. See? It's already done happened. Do you see that? That promise is based on Joshua chapter 1, verse number 3. Look at Joshua 1 and 3. Because this is the key verse of Joshua, the book of Joshua. Look at what the Lord says. Chapter 1, verse 3. Every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. I have given it. I already done gave it to you. Wherever you done been or wherever you go, it's yours. Isn't that something? So Joshua had already been there. Remember, he was snooping around there at night. God said, I done gave it to you. See? I already done gave it to you. Listen. God already done gave you your blessing. See? But somebody say, but I ain't got it yet. Uh-uh. Did he promise it to you? Well, whatever he promised to you, you already got it. See? Whatever he done promised, God ain't no change his mind. So the day he promised it to you is good as yours. See? Let me get an Old Testament, New Testament scripture, John 10 and 10. The thief, let me just quote it. You can write it down. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more. Not just have some, more. See, it's three ways to live life. It's three levels you can live life on. Not enough, just enough, and more than enough. Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it more. See, that's the more than enough level. God just don't want you to just have just enough, because you be stingy with your blessing. I mean, they're coming and asking me. They know that's all I got. I just got enough just for me and my family. See? God want to bless you so that you live off the overflow. See, that's what I be praying about for Bible Way people. The overflow. Don't just bless them with one car. Bless them with two. Overflow. Don't just bless them with just their daily bread. Give them so much that they have to just, child, come on over to my house. Let me get some of this stuff out my deep freeze before it freeze or burn. More than enough. That's what God told Josh, I've already gave you Jericho. See? The people couldn't go out. The people couldn't go in. They was just there. They was prisoners in the promised land. See, Josh, I already done gave it to you. They already done captured themselves. Before the army even go out, they already is a prisoner. See? They scared of you, Josh. See? He was telling Josh, y'all already done won. See? Isn't that something? And God said, I'm going to prove it to you, Josh. Now notice this plan. The captain of the Lord's army got the plan. Amen. 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 Now, he gives Joshua the plan here, beginning with verse number 3. Notice the text. Let's go back over to Josh 6. Look at verse number 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war. Go around about the city once. Thus shall thou do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horn, and on the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram horn, and when you hear the sounds of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall how? Down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, here it is, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram horn passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpet. And the rear guard came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. All right. Now, so God gave Joshua a plan to capture the city. Now, what kind of plan is this? Huh? He's telling Joshua, what we need y'all to do is put on a parade. I need y'all to put on a parade for the folks. Put a parade on. Now, if you got your enemies up there on the wall, what you gonna do? This is what you doing here. 7 days. Your enemies up there. What you doing? Huh? You just going around the wall. And the preachers are blowing the horn. Now, what kind of plan is that? Huh? If you got some folks up there with some bow and arrows, you mean to tell me we got to be out in the open? You don't supposed to fight like that. Put on a parade? This ain't no time for no parade. Hello, somebody. Isn't that something? He said, I want the armed men, and then I want the Ark of the Covenant. Well, I mean the priests. I want the armed men, I want the priests, then I want the Ark of the Covenant, and then I want the people and the real God. And I need to, everybody to be quiet. Don't say nothing. I don't care how hot it is out there. I don't even want you talking about the weather. Because you know how folks and them talk. It's hot out here. We got to march around this again. I mean, every day. This don't make no sense. He said, I don't want to hear nothing. Now, to me, that was the miracle. To me, that was the miracle. That was the miracle to walk around and shh. Now, that's the miracle. Tell the truth, somebody. Y'all know it wasn't none of your family. Because it would have been y'all kin folks. It would have been y'all kin folks. They would have been complaining about the weather, the dust in my hair and everything, getting all in my weave and all that. Hello, somebody. Can we pick a better time to go out? I mean, why do we have to do it first thing in the morning? Why we can't wait for the sun to go down? What I'm trying to get you to see is God's plan don't make sense. That didn't make no sense. I mean, you're talking about a battle plan. If the captain of the army, a general, came today over in Iraq with a battle plan like that, Obama would say, bring him back. Bring him back to America. Send him back to him because he done went over there in Iraq and done lost his mind. I know he didn't tell y'all to march around that city like that seven times and leave your guns at home. He must be crazy. God's plan don't make sense. But notice, the miracle here is folks stepped out in faith.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.